Good morning. Good to see you guys. Yeah, what is that, Drew? That sound? Is that up in the clouds? I'm not sure what that is. It's kind of weird. Well, hey guys, look up here. I've got something. It is a weird sound. I have got something up right here to share with you. I got some bananas, three bananas. And is this like the bananas?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
You don't think it tastes very similar?
No.
You're right, Harry. It's a lemon. That's right. It's very different than these bananas. And I'm going to use these objects right here to juggle. No, I'm not. I'm not going to juggle. I'm going to, I want to talk a little bit about the parable that Vicar Dollar just read, the parable of the Good Samaritan, all right? There are three bananas, and one of them was traveling down a road, and he got robbed, which means everything that he had was taken away. He got beaten up, and he got bruised pretty badly. So do bananas bruise badly?
No.
No? You've seen them. They bruise pretty badly. This one right here has got, this is going to be our hurt banana, all right? And when it's hurt, it can't walk any longer, and it's stuck, and it needs someone to help him out. And so along comes another banana, and the hurt banana is thinking, is he going to help me out? But this banana turns around and goes in the other direction and doesn't help out. Not so good. So the hurt banana is stuck, sitting on the side of the road, thinking that no one's going to help him out. But guess what? Another healthy banana comes to help him out. And the hurt banana says to the healthy banana, please come and help me out and take care of my wounds and get me some help. Maybe take me to somewhere like a hospital so I can get some care. And the healthy banana says, I don't want to help out the hurt banana, because if I've got to help that one out, that means I've got to help all the hurt bananas out in the world. I don't want to do that. And so this healthy banana walked away from the hurt one as well. So they're kind of out of the scene. And at this point, the hurt banana is really sad and very scared, thinking, no one's gonna help me out. And it was at that moment that a lemon came by. Now, do you guys know about lemon and bananas? Do you think lemons and bananas taste good together?
No.
No? Don't you wake up in the morning and say, Mom, can I have a lemon and banana juice? Do you say that? Wait a minute. When we go to fellowship, there's going to be a piece of pie that's lemon and banana. Who's going to be the first one to get that lemon and banana pie? Really? Wow. All right, how about this one? How many of you like lemon banana Starbursts? You ever heard of that candy? That doesn't exist. These two things, lemon and bananas, don't really like each other all that much. But you know, in my story, this bruised and beaten banana didn't think that he'd be helped out by the lemon, but guess what? This lemon helped him out and cared for him. This is a silly way to tell the story of the parable of the Good Samaritan. What Jesus was talking about in this parable was, who is my neighbor? Do you think a lemon and banana are neighbors? Do you think of them as kind of related and they would like each other? Not really. Their flavors are not so good. And in the parable Jesus was talking about, he was saying, our neighbors are anyone who is in front of us. Anyone that we should take care of. So let's be thinking about that. Maybe someone that's different than us. Maybe someone that's really hurting and having some problems. Let's think about helping them out. So remember the lemon and banana. God wants us to think of everyone as our neighbor. Thanks for coming up this morning. And have a good rest of worship.
And at this point, I'd like to invite our choir up here for our choir anthem, Waiting for the Morning.